The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, and welcome to your Texans Daily Podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Today is Monday, August 17th. Remember, fans, we have two open practices against the Saints this week, Wednesday and Thursday, the 19th and 20th. Check out HoustonTexans.com for ticket information. Head coach Gary Kubiak spoke with the media after practice on Monday on how the team plans on filling empty positions due to various injuries. This includes the signing of former Redskins linebacker Kerry Campbell.
We signed a linebacker today, and we're in a situation we're looking at a few different spots, looking at fullback, talking about a quarterback issue. But as of right now, we're going to tomorrow the same.
So, got a linebacker name for us?
Kerry, what's Kerry? I got so many guys on my plate right now. What's Kerry Campbell from played with the Redskins last, excellent special teams player. We've worked him out before and brought him in yesterday, worked him out, looked good. So, obviously, with Brian being out, we need another linebacker, and I'm still trying to keep Zach off the turf. So,
how'd Casey look at fullback? And
James? You know what? He was a kind of emergency deal, but he went in and did some good stuff. His value to the team right now is his flexibility, all the things that he can do. So he's going to get some more work with us having one fullback. And the only thing that worries me right now is Joel's missing a couple days, and I don't want to set James back at tight end. So we'll just have to be smart, but obviously the kid can handle quite a bit.
On your offensive line, do you feel the rotation will be pretty much the same this week, or would you like to do something?
We'll up the play. I mean, we'll up the reps. We came out of the game with our first-team offense played 18 snaps. Our first-team defense only played 10, so that got a little bit out of whack. But we'll definitely pick it up, probably start with the idea of a quarter and a half for the first group and go from there.
Regarding White, Studdard, and Antoine, how would you like to see them work in?
We'll go the same way. Caldwell's got a lot on his plate right now. He played center and guard in the game. We may settle him down a little bit this week to where he just plays guard and let Helms go in and play. But, he's got to be able to do those type of things if he's going to be one of our suitors on game day. And Casey and Chris played very well in the game. They're starting to play like they're starters in this league, and that's good for us.
You talk about Brent coming in here. He says he believes he can still help you. He knows the system.
Well, and there's no doubt. I mean, he could walk in here and go practice for us tomorrow, Mark. It's just, it's a touchy deal. You try to take a day or two to really sort out the injuries. Okay, how long are they going to take? I don't think right afterwards. And still trying to maybe figure that out with Rex. Could it be quicker than 4 weeks? I don't know. I think maybe we'll know more tomorrow or the next day. But obviously, I'm not going to go in this game with two quarterbacks. I'm not going to do that, not at this stage in the preseason. So may do something tonight, may not.
Frank O'Kin.
Frank was impressive in the game, played a lot of plays. He's, I told the team this morning, you're starting to see young veteran backup players starting to play like they belong on the field a lot. When you're talking about a Studdard or a Chris or a Frank, a Delwan, and that's important for our team. And so big step forward for Frank.
Where are you on three quarterbacks just, in terms of going into the season?
Well, it's like I told you. I mean, from what I've been through the last 2 years, I would like to, but I'm not going to keep three guys just to have three bodies. Whoever that guy is, I'm going to have to feel good about playing. We have a long way to go. We'll see how that pans out here the next few weeks, but I'm not just going to keep three guys to keep the bodies.
Gary, Joe's tired of me asking this question. I'm going to ask you. Can you reflect? Did you look closely at how the kickoffs coverage and the kickoffs evolved without the wedge?
You're talking about the return stuff?
Yeah,
it was interesting to see what people do. We still stayed with the two-man wedge and moved on. Kansas City used two two-man wedges. So it'll be interesting to see throughout the preseason what teams are choosing to do. But I think it's going to cut down some of the violent collisions in the league, which is what they want to do.
Chris Brown's performance on Saturday night?
Very excited. The team was – it was good for everybody because Chris has been our hardest worker in the offseason. To get out there and that's the guy we went and got last year. So good first week. Keep our fingers crossed he keeps going, but very positive for our team.
You were talking about Chris Brown, the running back. How do you keep those guys how do you keep those guys straight when you
between he and Chris?
Right.
Oh, it's very difficult. Many times somebody say Chris Brown, come up to your office, and I'll go to the wrong Chris Brown. So just tell me kicker or back, and I can usually find him. So
Gary, okay, I'm very pleased with what you said about him, because you know it's very difficult for an Aggie to compliment a Longhorn.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I said, don't give out those attaboys very often, especially to a Longhorn, but he and Casey earned a couple of them, but I told him those last about as long as a butt chewing, you know, not long, so get back out there and keep doing it. So.
Where's Travis Johnson, and are you?
He's up in his work this week. He's working with Bill after practice, doing more. So that'll be our schedule with him this week, and we'll see.
We also caught up with Antoine Molden as he returned to practice today.
I think when you're out here, you know, most definitely you want to compete. I don't care what spot it is, you know, special team, safety, the corner, tailback. You know, you want to. Who want to compete for that starting job, no matter what position it is.
Okay, so how did it feel to be back out there today?
I mean, it felt good, you know, getting my feet wet. You know, I took it a rep at a time, and, you know, definitely felt good. You know, I was anxious.
Are you looking forward for these preseason coming up?
Sure. You know, I'm looking forward to getting out there and making some plays, you know, helping my teammates. You know, I think that's the most part. You know, it's been a long, you know, long rehab, you know, long off season. I mean, no off season. I had no off season, so you know, it's just been a long process, and you know, I'm excited to get back out there.
What have the coaches told you about you getting some reps out in these new games?
Oh, they haven't told me anything. I just have to be ready, you know, and that's, you know, and that's the expectancy of a corner. You know, just be ready.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news here at HoustonTexans.com. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.